So the breadwinner is set in Afghanistan about a young girl who, in Kabul, who has to pretend she's a boy, cut her hair and pretend she's a boy, to be the breadwinner for her family because her father was taken away and put in prison. So it's about her trying to get rescue her father and save her family because women weren't allowed to go outside the house under Taliban rule without a male, and basically they have nobody in their house to do that. So they're quite stuck. So it's based on a book by Deborah Ellis, who of the same name, and she was an NGO in Pakistan who helped refugee women coming in from Afghanistan, and she heard all these kind of stories.
And I know it's your third Oscar nomination. Does that bring with it a lot of success and obviously more money in terms of the types of films that you're making?
Yeah, well, not necessarily more money, but more opportunities for sure. We've since the last two films, we've been pretty much consistently busy and growing on doing TV series and feature films. So the kind of the sort of marketing and the platform and the reputation you get from a nomination and from great critical reviews and wins here and there helps you get more projects off the ground and our own projects. So we've been able to do pretty much all our own thing for the last while and do our own projects, the projects we really want to get out of bed in the morning to do, you know.
And I believe, I know you're the producer of this film, but I believe Angelina Jolie is the executive producer, so you've got some big names on board.
Yeah, we have a few exec producers and people who have helped in different ways, sometimes financially and sometimes just connecting the film to different people. So Angelina came on fairly early on when she read the script and went and met. Nora went over to see her a couple of times and she's helped advise on the script because she works with the United Nations for Children. And so she's actually been involved in a number of schools in Kabul, schools for girls and boys. So she's very close to her heart, actually, the whole subject matter. So she's been very good in that way. And then also, of course, helping promote the film.
Just coming from a town in the northwest of Ireland here, like Boyle, Paul, how difficult is it for any young people who are thinking of getting involved in the industry that you're in? Would you have any advice for them or what's it been like?
Yeah, well, there hasn't really been a better time in Ireland to get into animation and filmmaking because everybody's really busy. Every studio is expanding. We're expanding quite a bit in Kilkenny as well. There's a number of studios in Dublin would be expanding and some in Galway. So it's a great time to get into art. My route was through art school, but there's a number of animation colleges around the country. And basically it's trying to get into an animation college, do sort of internships with the studios and get known by the people in the studios and try your hand at a few different things. There's a few entry-level ways of getting into an animation studio. And then you could have quite a good career, you know. It's much different to when I was growing up. A lot of the studios are owned by animators who just did it because there was no studios to go into, so we had to start our own. It's a great time to be a young animator or want to get into it.
And do you get back to Boyle much, or are you travelling quite a lot now?
I was up in Boyle recently enough, actually, up to see my mum and dad, and so I'm up there quite a bit. I'm be up there every Christmas, and then maybe 6 or 7 times during the year, you know. So I enjoy coming back to Boyle, all right.
It's definitely got good publicity now between yourself and Chris O'Dowd. Definitely Boyle is making the headlines for all the right reasons, which is great. But listen, Paul, I know that The Breadwinner is going to premiere in Ireland, I think as part of the Dublin International Film Festival at the end of February. And so, is that right?
That's right. It'll be at the 22nd of February at the Dublin Film Festival. But also we've started our own festival in Kilkenny called Kilkenny Animated. And we're going to screen it there on the 25th of February. So that should be fun too, like a hometown premiere. And there's tickets on kilkennyanimated.com for that too if people want to come. And then it'll be out on May 24th, wide around Ireland.